It's Friday, August 20th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos and the president's first since the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban, President Joe Biden stood firm in his defense of the United States' withdrawal, but asserted for the first time that he believes the chaos was unavoidable.
We've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
So you don't think this could have been handled? This actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look. But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Appearing on Fox News Channel with Sean Hannity, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich addressed the disturbing images coming out of Afghanistan and President Joe Biden's complicity in this American foreign policy disaster.
While ISIS grew under Biden and Obama, ISIS was systematically destroyed and defeated under Donald Trump. He said it, he did it, and the Taliban, they wouldn't have tried this under Trump, would be my argument. Your thoughts?
The Biden worldview seems to be attack your allies, ignore your enemies, pretend that bad things aren't happening. I mean, I watched his speech this afternoon and I thought, for most people, if you took what you were seeing live coming out of Afghanistan, the crowds, the fear, the takeover by the Taliban, and then you looked at this speech by this guy who was clearly totally out of it. He has no idea what's going on. His number one goal in that speech was to blame anybody else. He said, you know, the buck stops here. He didn't mean that. The buck stopped with the Afghan army. The buck stopped with Donald Trump. The buck stopped somewhere else. But the fact is, this is a major American defeat. It's going to have huge consequences. It's going to embolden the Chinese, whether it's in Taiwan or the South China Sea, or frankly, they're going to become allies of the Taliban because they want the minerals in which northern Afghanistan is enormously rich.
With all civilian flights out of Afghanistan canceled indefinitely and the borders controlled by the Taliban, the 10,000 Christians there are in extreme danger. Almost all are converts from Islam. This means that they are considered apostates by the Muslim culture and therefore under a death sentence. The Taliban is literally going door to door to identify Christians. They are taking names of suspected Christians. Christians are getting phone calls from the Taliban saying, quote, "We're coming for you," end quote. Many Christians are in hiding. Several judges and government officials have been murdered. Pray for those who will face the ultimate threat, turn back to Islam, or die. International Christian Concern is working behind the scenes to help these Christians. If you'd like to help your Afghan brothers and sisters in Christ, donate today through a special link in our transcript at theworldview.com. An Orthodox congregation in Canada, whose church building was destroyed in an apparent wave of church arsons, has raised $700,000 in the weeks since the destruction of its house of worship, although more will still be needed, reports the Christian Post. St. George Coptic Orthodox Church of Surrey, British Columbia, located 24 miles from Vancouver, was destroyed in an arson attack on July 19th. Stephen Faltis, a church spokesman, said the attack, quote, confirms that no place of worship is currently safe in Canada. Places of worship are currently under attack nationally and will continue to be until there is a political solution to the narrative, end quote. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Hurricane Grace struck Mexico's Caribbean coast just south of the ancient Mayan temples of Tulum early Thursday, pushing a dangerous storm surge, reports the Associated Press. It will make its final landfall in mainland Mexico late tonight. And finally, in just a few weeks, enhanced federal unemployment insurance put in place during the coronavirus pandemic will end as the Delta variant continues to threaten the economic recovery, reports CNBC. Some 7.5 million Americans will no longer get benefits, and millions more will see smaller weekly unemployment checks as a result. Perhaps they should actually apply for the millions of available jobs and get back to work. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 says, "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.